What happens when a school takes one of those lunchroom staples off the menu? Something big, at least if you look at recent events at schools in Londonderry, New Hampshire. Reporter Ray Carbone wrote about what he calls the Great Corn Dog Revolt in Londonderry for the Eagle Tribune, and he joins me now with more. Hi there.
Hi, Brady. How you doing?
Good. This debate over what kids should eat at school or what they actually will eat is nothing new and certainly not in Londonderry. But even by Londonderry's own history, this is quite a situation. How did this revolution get started?
Well, last year they hired a new director of dining services, a bright young woman named Amanda Venezia. Amongst the changes that she made was she looked at the middle school menu. You might remember that Londonderry is one of only a couple of districts in the state that is no longer on the federal food lunch program, and she decided that they were no longer going to eat corn dogs. She said they were, I can't remember the exact words, but something like lacking in nutritional integrity. A fried hot dog covered with cornmeal.
Yeah, it sounds perfectly nutritious to me.
So she, I guess, decided to remove the corn dogs, and she eventually replaced them with pierogies. And the students, they didn't like it very much.
It's a bit of a change from a corn dog, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah.
But what's fascinating about it is that they didn't just dislike them or stop eating them, but they actually organized themselves and petitioned the powers that be to try and change back to the corn dogs, which in a way you'd think an educator would be impressed, even if they're rallying for the cause of corn dogs in the lunchroom.
And actually,
they're rallying for something.
And actually she was. She was great about it. And she paid them all kinds of kudos at the meeting with the school board. But yeah, four particular young men have kind of caught the sense of the cafeteria and said, no, we will not put up with these dumplings. We want our corn dogs back. So they put out a petition, and the petition actually doesn't mention corn dogs. It just says, we hate your dumplings. We don't want your dumplings anymore. Passed the petition around. Apparently, they got close to 100 signatures. A couple of teachers signed on, probably with the same kind of idea. Well, at least you're doing something kind of constructive. And so they brought it to Amanda, and her response was basically, no corn dogs, but I will talk to you. And they talked, and they came up with a compromise, which was mozzarella sticks.
Mozzarella sticks is a compromise. It's fascinating.
Yes. And mozzarella sticks, which I guess are not quite as horrible as corn dogs.
And I think there was talk at one point about a set of breakfast options, so you might get a French toast stick or something like that.
Yes. Well, the corn dog was actually, I guess, part of some kind of a platter that they served at lunchtime. When Amanda was talking to these young boys, she basically kind of left herself open to their suggestion. And they said, well, why don't we have a breakfast platter, you know, a French toast stick and sausage and pancake and four or five items. And actually she said, yeah, that's a good idea. She put it on the menu. It's done very well. And in fact, it's done so well that she's recently added appropriately sized versions to the high school and the elementary school menus. And she says it's one of the more popular items that they have.
So no corn dogs still, but everybody feels like there's progress being made.
Yes, and actually it was kind of funny because the last time I talked with her, Amanda actually went out on maternity leave shortly after we spoke. And she said, and I just kind of got word of a fair that they want to hold up at the high school and they're going to serve corn dogs at it.
while she's away, they're going to try and bring the corn dogs back just
she
for
said,
a little bit.
Well, Miss Venezia is away, the corn dogs are going to come out. That kind of thing.
That sounds like school students to me for sure. That's reporter Ray Carbone. You can find a link to his piece on the corn dog upheaval in Londonderry at nhpr.org. Ray, thanks so much.
Thank you.